If you'd look up this text of Genesis that we first heard about, I really want to talk about the second one, but some important things here. Jacob is coming back with his wives and children from Laban. He's just about to cross into Israel to meet with Esau and be reconciled. And so he sends his family and his flocks, and he's all alone on the other side of the river Jabbok. And this person comes and wrestles with him. And he can't prevail over Jacob. So he strikes him in his hip and then leaves him. Now, what do you think is going on there? This is a momentous moment, right? Jacob is just about to come back and be reconciled to Esau and to return to him part of the inheritance that he tricked him out of. This is Jacob and Esau. God comes and wrestles with Jacob. And he purposely doesn't win. Would not have been difficult for God to win. He wants Jacob to wrestle. He wants him to be ready to go be reconciled. He still wants him to be reconciled to this day. Well, we can learn so much from these texts. Oh my goodness. God wants to wrestle with us. He wants intercession. And he wants it from our guts. Not, oh Lord, please give us peace. What's for supper? He wants our guts to feel like his do about the mess we're in, the violence, the stupidity, the blindness. And that's why he'll come and start a fight with us in his love. I mean, he's God. He wants to lose. We'll pay the price. We'll be limping the rest of our life. But he wants to lose. We have to pray to find out how much God cares about this world so that we're willing to fight with him for it. That's what the great saints did, didn't they? The great intercessors. Same theme in another way is in this text. Why does he feel the way he does, our Lord Jesus? At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. Don't you realize? You know, I'll tell you, there's a beautiful comment on this. It's in the Magnificat today, St. Leo. Don't you think we could just sit down and explain to people? You know, there's a God. He's our Father. He loves us. He wants to heal us, instruct us, guide us, and bring us to eternal life. We just let's go to him. Don't be afraid. He only wants your salvation. Don't listen to the lies that Satan sows in the world and in your mind. Just sit down in a simple way and explain. There really is a God. He made the whole world. He chose Israel, prepared the world, sent his Son, who died and paid the price for our sin. We have nothing to be afraid of. So come back to him. Just a real simple explaining the situation. We can do that, you know. His heart was moved with pity for them. That's this famous word, splagnizome. His whole innards, all his innards were moved with compassion. They were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. Isn't that what we see? It just occurred, I was reading that, I thought, you know, what about just sitting down with somebody and saying, look, here's the story. You know, there really is a God. And he's our Father. And he cares for us. And he wants to bring us to eternal life. So why don't we listen to him? Follow what his son Jesus has taught us. Enter into all that the Lord has won for us by way of forgiveness. Instead of this wandering around in fear and anger, sensuality, all these, you know, just explain it. We talk about preaching the gospel. I know we think of ourselves out on the city streets, Prince preaching away. That's really important. I did that myself in Rome. But it's a lot simpler than that. Just trying to explain to people who God the Father is and how much he loves us. And that's the meaning of your life. Wonder why you're walking around, driving downtown every day to work like a dog, come home, hope you can still get along with your spouse, that the kids are not going to drive you crazy, and resent life. Now let me explain what life's all about. Who God is. He's our Father. He cares for us. You see, it's the other side of the wrestling. We wrestle with God for these souls. And then we just go talk to him. Not that tough. The harvest is abundant. God knows how many are out there just waiting to hear some good news of some kind in a credible way. Right? So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Me too. Send me too. Be alert. Today, somewhere, you're going to get a chance to plant a seed, to win somebody over a bit. It's such a deep movement in these sacred books. Why would that fellow show up to wrestle with Jacob just before he crosses the river to go find Esau, his brother? And who is this? It's got to be God wrestling and purposely not winning. He wants to lose. He wants to save every soul in this world.